The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
On this occasion of Fatimiyyah, I would like to discuss how the Lady Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullahi alayha, has saved the Ummah. In other words, Lady Fatimatu Zahra saving the Ummah after the demise of the Prophet. And the Ummah includes all of those who lived at that time all the way up to today. This Ummah of the Prophet all the way until the Day of Judgment. The Ummah of the Holy Prophet has been saved by what the Lady Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullahi alayha, did, which led to her shahada. This is what we want to, inshallah, discuss over the course of these three nights. And hopefully she guides us and she's pleased and she forgives the shortcomings that I have in presenting the material. Why? Why is having this want and desire for shahada, for martyrdom, that anyone who reads her story, hears her story, cries for her, will naturally develop a liking towards that, a want towards that. And the more you cry, and the more you connect with her, and the more close you get to her, the more you will want that. Like the great shuhada that wished that they would die the way Fatimatu Zahra did, and they would get shot in their ribs because of their connection to Fatimatu Zahra, salamullahi alayha. The closer you get, the more you would want that. Why is this savior of the Ummah? The individuals of the Ummah, we said that in order for a person to reach that highest level, there's no other way. Shahada is the way. Martyrdom is the way. The way to leave this world. And in the process of leaving, reach the highest level that person can reach, is to leave it in the form of shahada. So by creating this, the Lady Fatimatu Zahra, salamullahi alayha, is bringing so many more people that would otherwise not even know about this, not even have a desire towards this, not have a want for this, because of the love they have for her, what they see of her, this painful thing of a gradual death. See, we have instances of shahada that occur in one day, in one half day, for a few hours, injuries, pains, and so on and so forth, and then shahada. In the case of Fatimatu Zahra, a couple of months of injuries and pains and God knows what until the moment of shahada, melting before the eyes of Ali ibn Abi Talib, salamullahi alayhi. If people wouldn't see this in Fatimatu Zahra, the daughter of the Prophet, Sayyidatu Nisa al-Alameen, who would want this painful form of death? Who would take steps that would lead to them getting injured? Who would want to take steps that they know the enemies of Islam would put them in the dungeons, would torture them, and they would have to live the rest of their life until their death with those injuries, with those disabilities? Who would want to do that? But you see Fatimatu Zahra, you hear Fatimatu Zahra, you hear Sayyidatu Nisa al-Alameen min al-Awwaleen wal-Akhirin. She did this. You cry for her. You desire that. You want that. So all these people who've heard that and have wanted it and have reached it, these are the individuals that Fatimatu Zahra has selected. Brothers, sisters, it's an honor to be one of those selected by Fatima al-Zahra to reach the rank of Shahada. One of those selected by Fatima al-Zahra to love and desire martyrdom. It's an honor. It's a privilege that we should ask and beg Allah to give us. Ya Allah, whatever there is in this heart, that when I think of dying in your way, being killed in your way, being tortured in your way, that I feel like I don't want that. Ya Allah, whatever those sins, those veils are, by the right of Fatima al-Zahra, relieve us all of these sins, these limitations, these veils. The individuals from amongst the ummah are saved in that way. But the ummah as the whole is saved. Remember, we said saving is not that, oh, you don't go down the pits of hellfire. Savior is gradational, saving from every level of shortcoming, every level of naqs, every level of lowness, being saved from that level and moving above and above and above and excelling further and further. This is also salvation. Salvation isn't, oh, you're either in paradise or you're in hell. And just saving someone from hellfire, from entering hell, and just simply entering paradise, this is salvation. This is saving. No. The ones who are at the lowest level of paradise, to be saved from that and be elevated, that's being saved from being at a lower level of paradise and moving above. This is salvation as well. For the ummah, simply not being deviated entirely is not the only thing that happens with this, although that is the case, I'll explain. If it wasn't for this istishhad, and the istishhad and the martyrdom of her children, the martyrdom itself, if it wasn't for that, the religion would have been deviated. Tashayyu would have been deviated. Islam would have been deviated. Not just because of their martyrdom right there. Again, the martyrdom has a message for the believers afterwards. That message is calling believers towards shahada, creating a want, a desire for shahada, for martyrdom. If it wasn't for that effect, and if it wasn't for believers taking that, and accepting that, and wanting that, and wanting shahada, and wanting martyrdom, during these centuries after the shahada of Fatima al-Zahra, after the beginning of the minor occultation, after the beginning of the major occultation, all these 10 centuries, more than 10 centuries after the beginning of the major occultation, if it wasn't for that, the religion would have been deviated. That we'll explain. But not only that, not only that, not only did that shahada and the effect of it on the others after her to want shahada preserved it from being deviated entirely, it has preserved it from the lower and the ummah remaining at the lower levels. And it has saved the ummah from remaining at the current status quo and is pushing the ummah to reach the level, the completion of God's plan for mankind on earth before the beginning of the realm of the hereafter.
أسعفيني بفيضك المعطاء
إنه سلمي إلى العلياء فامنحي نفحة الحياة يا سبيلي إلى النجاة يا طريقا إلى العلا زهراء يا طريقا إلى العلا
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء
لك يا مولاتي نشأت
كلماتي يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء، يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء،
فاطم الزهراء.